Betty Chin will never forget what it feels like to be hungry and homeless. Although she was born to a wealthy family, her world fell apart when she was 7 years old. The 1960s was a time of political and social upheaval in China. Her family became a target of the Cultural Revolution, and her mother and brothers were imprisoned or sent to labor camps. She ended up alone on the streets of Kaiping, China.
Every time when I ask for food, I end up beat up by the people. And then that moment, I tell myself, when I grow up, if I still alive, I would make a lot of food to get a lot of people who are hungry.
After 4 years of begging on the street, Chin says, she became mute and felt like an animal. With help from one of her sisters, who had immigrated to the United States, she escaped to Hong Kong, then on to the United States. She was 14.
I never been to school. I stay home. And then I found my best friend was a Sesame Street, and they are the one teaching me English.
Gradually, Chin got her voice back and started to speak English and become a part of American society. She met and married Yung Chin, a Humboldt State University professor. They have two sons and live in Eureka, a working-class community in Northern California. In 1984, an elementary school classmate of her older son told her she was often hungry. Chin started to pack an extra sandwich in her son's lunchbox for her. When she learned the girl's family was living in a van in a nearby parking lot, she began to provide meals for them, too. She recalls how shocked she was to see how many other people were in the same situation and decided to make it her mission to provide for the less fortunate in her community.
I do anything I could do, make the people not hungry. When I even hear somebody say I'm hungry, my stomach hurt. I feel the hunger inside me. I still remember the hunger.
She started using income from her part-time job to buy food, which she would load into her catering truck and deliver to people living on the street, under bridges and highways, anywhere she could find them. At first, she didn't tell anyone about what she was doing, not even her husband.
He did ask me time to time, why you cook so much food? Why we buy so much food from the supermarket?
When he eventually found out, 10 years later, Chin says he became her biggest supporter. She now provides daily meals for around 500 people in Eureka.
I am not a nonprofit. I'm more like a mom. I do coffee and donut in the morning. And I do sandwiches or hot food in the afternoon. Beside the people living in the street in a car, I find a lot of mentally ill people on the street. So I really want to take care of all these people who need my help. If I don't go out there, they don't know how to start the day. They don't even begin the day.
Though she never publicized what she was doing, Chin's efforts were noticed and appreciated. In 2008, she received the Minerva Award for Remarkable Women from California's First Lady.
When Marie Stryver gave me $25,000, and then first time I speak up in my community, I say I need help. And I need to build a shower for the homeless. We got a place, we build a shower for the homeless. We opened up last March.
Chin's accomplishments have inspired others and drawn attention to the problem of hunger and homelessness in her community. She says there's still work to do.
I dream someday I can have a place called Betty's Place. So anybody hungry come into my house, had a chair for them to sit down and eat. I don't want to open a shelter. I just want a place in there. I can build a bridge for them. Someday they will return to the society. That's my dream. I had two doctors. I had dentists. I had psychologists to help me out.
Betty Kwan Chin was one of 13 recipients of the 2010 Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. She was honored for showing how one person can touch the lives of hundreds of people whom the rest of the world has forgotten. For Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.